This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
No, I made my first NCAA bet, because I'll mostly bet on when we're up at A&A.
Did you bet a game or a future?
I bet a future.
Okay, what do we got?
Bet a future.
What do we got?
I was digging through. I got plus 210.
Okay.
The Dukies.
Okay.
To make the finals. I'm debating whether or not, because I can get it like plus 370 to win the whole thing. I stumbled across something last night. You know, you do your little gambling nuggets, and I stumbled across a couple that were very, very interesting. Like Dave Bartu ones.
Yeah, he basically has them as like, what, the top offense and defensive rated team?
Yeah, so someone went through the Ken Pom rankings. And basically, if you are going to win the NCAA championship,
right,
you have to be in the top 50 in offense and the top 50 in defense.
I think it's better than that.
I think it's top 50.
If you're going to win the tournament?
I thought it was like top 37 or something like that. But
it's
anyways.
Like, no one has ever been outside of that. But if you actually want the teams that have the best chance, then it's top 50 in one and it's top 10 in another. No one has ever fallen out of that scope. Right. So they were going through and looking at the teams that fit that profile, right? So you have to be good in both, but you have to be elite in one. And seven times a team has been top five in both offense and defense.
Mm-hmm.
Six of those have won a national championship. All seven have been to the finals. The Duke Blue Devils are the only team this year that fits the 5-5. I think we're getting some decent odds because Cooper Flagg, I'm betting that Cooper Flagg is going to play. So I went ahead and I laid a couple shekels down on Dookie to make it. I think I might pull the trigger and double down and just say, hey, win the whole thing. But right now, I got
him. Wait. You're pulling the trigger or the triggle?
The triggle. I like the triggle.
I love that.
I might triggle.
Let's pull the triggle.
Yeah. It's insane. That's my first, first NCAA bet today.
All right.
I love the 2012-5. Now it feels like the tournament is here once I start gambling on it. So I don't like filling
now
out
Now you
got to
root for Duke, though.
I know.
I'm not happy about that.
That's right. You can like money more than you can hate another team.
That's
that
fair.
You're unaffiliated with.
I'm
That's
sorry,
fair.
But seven teams have fit this profile since they started tracking this like 30 years ago, and all seven have made the finals?
Well, it's obvious Flagg's going to play. The question in everyone's mind is, will he be less effective than he was in the regular season? Yeah. If he is, then maybe those rankings aren't as representative of what they are if he's limited, but if he's full go,
they're still pretty damn good.
Why are you going there?
I can talk you off of that in two ways, and I'm not trying to talk you off of that at all.
Talk to me.
But there would be two things I would say. The obvious is Flagg's health. That's a big question mark.
Sure.
But also, the other area, the road you could go down there is the ACC sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps they're overinflated because of that. Because in the non-con, Kansas beat them.
Hmm. That was before Kansas decided to suck, though.
Yeah, but Kansas beat them.
Again, seven teams have ever done top five.
I'm not trying to talk you off the bat.
Six won the title.
I'm just thinking through it. I'm like, Duke's
they all
awesome.
Suck balls.
But that ACC, I don't know.
I don't know.
And plus, I want to root against Duke.
Sure.
I will root for Carolina tonight.
This was the actual number. So 88%. When I find stuff like this, that it's overwhelming, dude, ignore it at your own peril. 88% of all Final Four teams.
I'm going to write that down.
Right here.
So ignore it at your own peril. Big Sook.
That's right.
On Duke to the finals.
Well, and here's the other one. So this is KenPom's pre-tournament data, right? 88% of all Final Four teams were top 50 in both offense and defense.
Take that for data.
I mean, that's not a small number. 88% of every Final Four team. That's a little like
that's
whoa.
A trend. It's a trend worth betting.
So, by the way, teams that people like that don't fit into that: St. John's, Kentucky, Purdue, Missouri, BYU, all highly ranked teams that do not fit the top 50 criteria. What was the other one? When choosing the Final Four teams, they want teams that are balanced but also elite. 69 of 88 Final Four teams, 78%. Were teams that were top 10 in offense or defense and still top 50 in the other. Teams that fit that criteria: Auburn, Michigan State, Iowa State, A&M, Duke, Bama, Wisconsin, Houston, Tennessee, Gonzaga, Clemson is another one, and then Florida, Texas, Maryland. Those are the teams that should overwhelmingly, according to this metric, be your Final Four teams. If you're picking outside of that, you're looking for the outlier of outliers. And only one, the Dukies, are the top five.
Well, you're on record. Right here at the top of my notes, it says, ignore it at your own peril.
Boom.
And that's in quotes.
Yes.
Sook on the stats regarding Duke to the finals. So we will hold you to that. But I would say this. You know, anytime you place a sports bet, they should all be placed with the confidence that you have for that bet.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, like, you can live with the results, right? Like, if you have 50 bets.
You believed in that handicap.
Yes, you believed in it.
You're like,
right.
I would still make that bet even though the result was wrong.
If you just stay in that lane, this is a great sports betting tip. If you just stay in that lane, you're going to be fine. You're going to win some and you're going to lose some. As long as you bet size correctly and don't go crazy over one or the other. Oh, I love this, so I'm going to bet my whole bankroll on it. Don't ever do that. They're all bets are the same. You could win them, you could lose them. But if you're that confident, do that for every bet. And if you're not that confident, throw the bet out. You don't have to bet it. Wait to bet another day.
The worst thing you can do is say, I really want to bet this game, I just don't know which side.
Yeah,
that
screams to you to not bet.
Yeah.
But when I look at something over 22 years, and you're talking about an 88%, so we had 78 and 88%. When you're talking about trends over a 22-year period, why you would pick if you're filling out your bracket or you're betting futures for Final Four, why you would pick against a trend like that is beyond me. Like, if you're doing that, you either have to be the greatest basketball mind of all time and you have watched so much ball that you're like, no, this team, even though the numbers don't back it up, this is the Dave Bartu thing. Like, you're always looking for an angle. And so as I'm going through trying to make my bets, I came across that last night and I'm sitting there and I'm like, again, it's one thing if you're like, hey, 60% of teams or 50-55%, but you get into almost a 90% clip, or in the case of the Duke one, all seven teams that have done this have all made the finals, six of them have won an NCAA championship. I'm not going to be the one that goes, well, I know better than this. I'm like, all right, well here's $100 and let's see what happens.
Here's the thing. Nobody's betting against that. I would imagine Duke has by far the most tickets to win it.
Yeah, I would think
And
so,
I
yeah.
would think that the odds makers are all rooting against Duke.
Yeah.
Now, here's one place that you might not is in your bracket pool. Because basically, if everyone's picking Duke, and I think they have 25% of the championship picks, like, nationwide, then not only does Duke have to win, but you have to beat everybody else in all the other games. So bet on Duke at your own peril in the pools, because what you might need, or what might be easier, is having one team knock them off than having you get Duke right, but then having to get all the other 16 Sweet 16 teams right.
Based on that, and I was thinking about this today, because you and I don't really fill out brackets anymore.
No.
But we do like to bet. Do you think that with legalized sports betting now pretty much nationwide?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The bracket is kind of secondary to people placing wagers like the ones you're talking about.
It certainly is for me.
It kind of feels like that.
Because I feel like if I'm filling out a bracket, I feel like I'm just shooting ducks. And I'm
exactly.
I'm just spraying bullets and hoping that I catch a few.
No, this is a binary thing. It's you win, you lose. It's me versus the book. It's not me versus 20 other people.
Right.
So,
right.
I just like that. I think I can find better trends. And I will say that occasionally, you know, you find like, all right, I like this Penn State team, and you find some stuff, and I'm like, I would rather take my chance that Penn State gets to the Sweet 16 and I can make some money off of it.
Hey, do you want a newsflash?
Yeah.
They're not in the tournament.
Well, I know. I was talking.
Well, I just, you know.
Well, was it,
just
it was
in
last
case.
Year or the year before I bet on Penn State, and Penn State ended up.
Kalen Clark is white.
Giving me the scroogey.
Yeah.
That was the top of my mind because that was a team that I got talked into. It was either last year or the year before.
You're tailing.
Yeah, I got tailed into it. And I had them go into the Sweet 16, and they got bounced in the first round. But that's my thing, is I would rather have that and place a little small wager on that. And if they get to the Sweet 16, I've won something. Whereas if I'm in a bracket and I like Penn State to get to the Sweet 16, and they get there, it really doesn't mean anything for my bracket. It actually is quite meaningless.
Makes you feel good, though.
Exactly. Makes you feel good.
And then you got to go tell your buddies you picked it.
I just want to win money.
And as far as that's concerned, if you have a Duke ticket or Duke future, there are going to be opportunities to make money along the way. You can bet the other team with points and still win that bet and win Duke advancing, or you can get a big odds on a money line upset against them. So there's ways to buy out of it.
Legalized gambling, which I've been doing illegally for a while, I still bet most of my stuff offshore because I'm in the state of Washington and we don't have, you know, we can't bet the Oregon lottery. We're geofenced. So I still do most of my betting offshore, but it really has kind of, it's killed the bracket for me. You and me, I can't tell you the last time I filled out a bracket and actually bet on something.
Yeah, I just stopped watching college ball so much, but now that I can bet it, I'm back in.
Yeah.
And I still don't really care about filling out a bracket. I care more about the bets.
Yeah.
You know,
well, the whole point of the bracket is to make money, and I feel like this is a much better way to make money than
But it's also kind of like a traditionally social thing.
It's
you
fun.
And your group of friends,
yeah,
and your
fun.
Office
it's,
pool.
But I'm telling
and
you,
stuff.
When the office pool died,
then there's no interest.
We all died.
Then we all died with it.
We all died.
Yeah,
we're all dead.
Yeah. Every now and then, I'll get a buddy that's like, "Hey, do you want to play in this?" And I'm like, "No, I'm all right.
Take that L on the way out."
Like, what's it, $20 to join a pool or whatever? I'd rather take the $20 and put it on Duke.
Yeah,
$20
or a million other fun futures that you could bet.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Well,
and yes, it does pain me that I have to root for Duke, but officially,
here you are,
dude. Go Dukies! I got money on the line.
We have opening day ish thoughts coming up, and I just had a few thoughts from the game I'd like to share with you, if I could.
While you were up at 4 a.m. for no reason,
I was, and yes,
did you have like a sore lower back? You're like, had to get up and water some plants, maybe.
Yeah, I told you what I did.
I'm hurt.
Is watering plants what you call gardening? Or did
no,
you garden?
You
did
have
you put like a trowel in dirt and do
you don't
like
have
that?
To water right now, Buck. I don't know if you know this, but it's rained a lot.
Well, I don't know.
You know?
We don't know what you're doing, what the olds are doing. You can come join my neighborhood.
You might have plants that are covered and don't get the rain.
Cover plants. I did see a neighbor cover his plants the other day. I was like, yeah, that's a little much.
If you go outside in my neighborhood at 4:30 in the morning, there's plenty of lights on. Trust me. The Fairway Village neighborhood is abuzz at 4:30 in the morning.
All right, we'll get to a few opening day-ish thoughts, and then we have delicious tournament stuffing coming up on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.